Cool fact, a crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Also, you can get health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
It's impossible not to love a good video game's secret ending. Because these pieces of closing content aren't usually canon, it means the developers can have a bit more fun with these moments and explore situations that are sure to leave player bemused and confused in equal measure. In fact, if you boil all of these down to just one word, they would have to be what? So let's take a look at them today. As I'm Jules, this is WhatCulture.com, and these are 8 secret video game endings that made you say, what? Number 8. Helios. Returnal. Now, Returnal might well be the David Lynch of video games, and I say that both as a huge fan of the game and of the legendary filmmaker's work, as both are divisive, invite a ton of further reading, and confront audiences with pretty difficult subject material. Arguably, Returnal is much more of an enjoyable ride than a Lynch project, though, as at least here you get to blow off some of the frustrations by annihilating enemies with sci-fi weapons. But as much as you might try, the plot of Returnal keeps dragging you back down to the watery depths, and it's very possible to come out the other side of this game with little to no understanding of what transpired, and you know what, there's no shame in that, as it's told in a rather obtuse manner. However, if you really want to set your brain to absolute melted cheese, then try digesting this super secret ending. Gained by collecting hidden fragments and using the car key after defeating the final boss, you'll be treated to a series of events that will have subtext hounds tearing the seams of their trousers with excitement. Here you'll witness a pregnant alien-like creature, a point of view from an astronaut witnessing a car crash, a frantic swim to the surface, and finally, a gasped Helios as we finally end the scene. From what internet super sleuths have gathered, this scene is meant to represent our main protagonist's cycle of grief for abandoning her son in a car accident to drown, and her repressed feelings manifesting as monstrous creatures. However, I can sum it up for you in one word. Just take a guess at what it is. That's right, it's what? Number 7. 101% completion. Jack and Daxter, The Precursor's Legacy. Now, I will always hold a soft spot for Jack and Daxter's first outing on the PS2, namely because it was one of the first games that I ever played on that console, and man, did it feel like a huge step up from the prior generation. It also helped that the game was as polished and as smooth as my egg-shaped head, but what really pushed it over the line was the attention to detail when it came to characters, comedy, and devilishly tricky platforming segments. Therefore, of course, I was one of many who saw the game through to completion and indeed beyond, netting the 101% completion bonus by grabbing all 101 power cells and returning to a mysterious precursor door. With great anticipation at the secrets that I'd unlock for all of my hard work, I gazed in wonder as all the cells began to power up and the great mechanism groaned into life. However, this moment quickly soured when all that was revealed was a blinding light and all of the characters looking on in amazement before then cutting to black. Oh, cool, so you just made me work my nuts off for a cheap sequel teaser, did you? A sequel teaser that they also begin Jack 2 with, so it's totally not worth your time at all, and you miss nothing by ignoring the collectathon from the original game. I'm sorry, what? Number 6. 1,000,000 Roses. We love Katamari. If you've never played the Katamari series of games, then it's basically like taking your mind to a spa retreat. Your eyes will soak in a cavalcade of colours and you'll be tasked with the bizarre but strangely relaxing task of rolling everything up into a ball, all for the joy of your dad, who also happens to be the king of the cosmos. Oh yeah, it's also very weird, yet that is why we love it. What we don't love about We Love Katamari, however, is the game's secret ending, which not only felt like a slap in the face, but because of the time it took to unlock it, felt like the aforementioned slap was going in slow motion and the person doing it was dragging their nails agonizingly across your face. To better explain, come the end of this title, you're tasked by your dad to roll up 1,000,000 roses, which when you consider that you've rolled up cities, towns and continents doesn't seem like too much of a hassle. The problem is, however, is that these roses only spawn in set numbers, meaning that you can only collect small increments at a time when you load up the game, meaning that this task will literally take you weeks to complete. However, let's just say that you went through the rigmarole of learning to roll and balled up 1 million roses. So, what's your reward? Well, if you wanted a sarcastic slap on the back from your old man and a message saying that this was to teach you the meaning of perseverance, then you're in luck. But for everyone else expecting a bit more, well, sorry, my friend, there's absolutely nothing of value here for you. Cheers. Number 5. Run out the clock. Shenmue HD. If there's one thing about the almighty Shenmue, yes, I will say it correctly once because apparently people get annoyed about that, hammers home at nearly every opportunity, it's that your father is most definitely dead and that Lan Di is the man responsible. What follows is a rip-roaring adventure comprised of pretty ropey dialogue, outstandingly strange quick-time events, and a healthy bit of duck racing to boot. However, it's things like the aforementioned quack-quack qualifying laps that ended up eating a lot of players' time, as they seemingly abandoned their quest for revenge and indulged in arcade machines, fight clubs, and hidden side quests, and just so much more. Now, this usually isn't too much of a problem, as you are given ample time to solve the case, but should you become so consumed by side activities that you end up passing a full calendar year, you'll unlock a super secret and, well, rather depressing ending for yourself. Here we see our main hero return to the dojo to see that Lan Di is actually returned. Not content with waiting for you to find him, he's come knocking at your door instead. This leads to our hero declaring that he will avenge his father before, well, totally not doing that and getting killed in a single move. That'll teach you to waste time on gacha machines.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
This podcast is brought to you by Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. One of the things I love about Indeed is that it just makes hiring all in one place so easy because you just get unparalleled access to job seekers. Plus, listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/WCG. Just go to Indeed.com/WCG right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/WCG. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Number 4. The dog ending. Silent Hill 2. How is it possible that literally decades after its release, Silent Hill 2 remains as one of the most fascinating horror video game experiences going? Not only does it have a wickedly sharp narrative, but its enemy design, especially the iconic pyramid head, are phenomenal. It's also one of the tensest atmospheres going, putting many other horror titles to shame by reveling in the idea that sometimes less is most definitely more. It's also got a secret ending where it turns out that a dog was controlling the entire event. Yeah, for some reason I always forget that this exists, and it blows my mind each and every time I rediscover this moment. Watching James walk into the hilarious control room only to collapse and cry, prompting the dog to come over and lick his face, is at once one of the most disturbing things I've seen in a horror video game, but easily also one of the most hilarious. Not even the UFO angle that the series previously went with and then returned to with the other secret Silent Hill endings could top this. It was just too perfect. Number 3. Tea Party for the Gods. Hades. Hades as a video game is so very easy to fall in love with. Not only is it utterly stunning, but its addictive gameplay loop is so perfectly balanced that it's no wonder that people were more than ready to complete the game over and over in order to unlock its secret ending. But the best part is that this secret ending isn't actually the only one. While many assume that doing 10 runs in order to unlock the full backstory of the gods is the be-all and end-all, there's actually a secret hidden epilogue of content that requires you to complete the story, well, dozens more times. You'll know that you're on the right path when you meet Persephone and she has a quest marker above her head, as this will trigger the final air quotes mission, which sees you delivering what is in essence an invitation to a tea party for all the gods. Weird, right? Well, things get even weirder at the party, because here Persephone reveals the truth to the guests that she is both alive and the mother of Zagreus, to which they respond pretty well considering, leading to a rather iconic shot of Hades and Zeus shaking hands and wishing each other the best. It truly is a wonderful moment and well worth the effort to get there, but upon taking a step back, you start to realize that you spent quite possibly hundreds of hours organizing a glorified tea party, and that is sure to make you say a rather exasperated, "What?" Number 2, drink beer, eat rats. Mortal Shell. Ah, Mortal Shell, one of the few Dark Souls clones that actually stands far enough apart from its inspirations that you can start to appreciate its nuances. When you're in the thick of combat, smashing the marble off meaty enemies and then hardening in an instant to tank a blow, you really start to see what Mortal Shell is all about. Perseverance, determination, and of course a hell of a lot of swinging those mighty weapons. But what if all of this sounds a little bit too much like effort? Well, luckily developer Cold Symmetry has you covered, because they actually programmed in a secret ending that is both genuinely shocking and also surprisingly chill. Once the player locates Baghead the Brigand, you're able to engage in a special dialogue with him if you're carrying a roasted rat and also some superior moonshine. He'll ask if he can have both items off you and then offer you to join him in the life of being a brigand, singing songs, eating rats, and drinking until the world ends, to which you can say yes. This will then cut to the pair of you just chilling out and reveling long into the night as images of the world around you crumble under the weight of ghouls and other nasty creatures. It's a brilliant and rather twisted moment of respite, sure to leave your jaw on the floor. And number 1, the serious ending, the Stanley Parable. We're all well aware by now that the Stanley Parable is not your typical gaming experience. Far from it, in fact, as this title is basically a deconstruction of the very medium, while at the same time thumbs its fingers at your so-called preconceived notions. It's also a game that doesn't take itself too seriously, until, that is, it most definitely does. You see, even though the game boasts a ton of ludicrous endings that are sure to make your head spin, it also includes one that acts as both a reward and, weirdly, a punishment. So, say you wanted to check out all these endings for yourself, but didn't want to replay the game over and over in order to do so. Well, if you're playing the game on PC, you'll likely look up some console commands in order to create a specific save state or dive into the files or use some cheats. However, in doing the latter, you're taken to the serious room, aka a room with no exits and just a solitary table in the middle. Here, the narrator will lecture you about the ramifications of cheating at great length, and the only way to escape this is to restart the game once more. Hilariously, you can actually input the SV_cheats1 command in multiple times, causing the narrator to grow more and more frustrated that you're clearly not learning your lesson. Still, as a secret ending of sorts, it's completely off the wall.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.